Hello and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is Wednesday, May 5th. I'm very excited to be bringing this podcast to you today. Today, we are going to be diving into some more information about the agency, the voiceover agency that I'm creating, and what steps I've taken and what results I'm getting right now from implementing some new marketing strategies and things. And I'm really excited to dive in with you and discuss it. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so it is good to be back on this podcast. It is pretty darn amazing. We're on episode 209, so we're moving right along. And, you know, on the last episode, I've got such good feedback. So many people, you know, reached out and was just interested and excited and just as much as I am. And, you know, I'm really thrilled to be bringing a VO's Journey Elite, the group, you know, and taking it and adding a step further and turning that group into not only a place to learn and grow your business in a community, but also with that community, help each other actually get voiceover work through the agency. So I'm very excited about that. And I wanted to tell you what, you know, I've been working on and trying to begin to really, you know, move forward with the whole thing. So I think for me, and those of you who've worked with me, you know, I'm a big advocate for proving, you know, proof of concept. Like you know, ever since I started working with voice actors, my big rule for myself and, you know, my coaching services was that I wasn't going to teach anybody anything that I hadn't already done and was successful at. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to, you know, I could tell people all sorts of ideas I have. And sometimes I do, you know, just let them, you know that I have ideas. But I don't coach people, especially through my mentorship program, with things that I have not done myself and have not been successful with. So, you know, with the voiceover agency, you know, it's the same thing. I want to make sure that I can prove to myself first, you know, that I can, you know, set out or set, you know, write down or, you know, set up a certain bit of objectives and reach those objectives. So that way, when I bring in 5, 10, 15, 40, 100 voice actors, right, that I can guarantee, at least through the agency, that I'm going to be able to bring in some work and be able to make this whole thing happen. So with all that being said, I want to kind of tell you what I've been doing, where I am right now, and where we are with the proof of concept. So up to this point, you know, I've made all of my voiceover money, I would say about 90, 95% of it, by really milking voiceover websites, you know, to the top, you know, meaning like, you know, I make, you know, $5,000 to $7,000 to $10,000 a month through Fiverr. I make, you know, money through ACX on a monthly basis. I make money through People Per Hour. I make money through Voice Realm. I make, you know, $1,000 to $2,000 a month on Voice Realm. I make money through sometimes voices.com or voices123, not very much. But then I have some private clients that I make a couple $1,000s a month through. And so like I've done, but those private clients came to me pretty much from working off of websites. Okay. And, you know, I have built now my coaching business through social media, you know, through this podcast, through my YouTube channel, through my Facebook group, through Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram, and all that jazz, right? And, you know, but when it comes to generating voiceover work, not through a website, all right, or someone else finding that business, okay, I have not generated more than 5% of my business. And for me, which if you think about it, is very interesting because, you know, I make six figures a year through voiceover websites. Do you know what I mean? So it is very possible. I'm doing it. And, you know, it's a great thing. However, you know, getting business for, you know, 100 other voice actors, bringing that amount of business in, you know, cannot be done just, you know, through other people's voiceover websites. I needed to find a way, you know, what I'm working on right now is finding ways to bring that business straight to my website, Anthony Picavio, and on a consistent basis, that does not involve me depending on other people's websites. So that is the kind of criteria that I've been setting out and setting down to work on and to bring myself voiceover business completely separate from any other business that I get via Fiverr or Upwork or ACX or People Per Hour or Voquent or any of those, any websites, you know, Voice Realm, Voice Jungle, all these places, you know, and I didn't mention Voice Jungle that I make money. I make, you know, about $1,000 every month. Like I make a lot of money from all these different websites a month. And that adds up to a very nice income. At least I, you know, for me, I like. And, but I need to be able to do that separate from all of them. And the thing is, they're doing it. They're bringing business to their site for the same thing. All right. And what was the idea behind, you know, this new voiceover agency, right, was that it was going to be not only about, you know, bringing, you know, voiceover work to the site for people like these other websites, but it was going to be about us as a community working together to bring business and to be more, you know, to get ourselves more out there together as a community, as opposed to just one person against the world, you know, and all of us are really just, you know, like one person running our own business, as opposed to, you know, the word co-op always comes to my mind, but it's not a co-op. I mean, as that word means, but it's more, you know, the idea is that we as a group of people work together actively through social media, through all the channels that we have to grow our businesses. But by doing that, it grows all of our businesses. And on top of that, we cap that number so that that number does not, you know, go beyond like, you know, thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, like many of these websites, because, you know, their growth, which, and listen, I understand, you know what I mean? I understand the voices.com business model. I understand Voice Realm business model. I understand all these other business models, and there's nothing wrong with them. Fiverr's business model. Do you know what I mean? I think Avio's journey, and, you know, we've tossed around some names for the voiceover agency, but, you know, this agency is going to have a business model that's similar to a lot of these in order to make money so the business can actually generate clients for the voice actors. But more importantly, what these businesses don't do, right, is utilize everybody as a team to work together to help them grow their businesses, but also help, you know, in turn helping you grow everybody's business. So if everybody, for example, on the voiceover agency has their own page on that platform, like Fiverr per se, or any of these other places, and you are sending people. See, like here's a perfect example. I don't like to send people to my Fiverr gig personally, not because I'm ashamed of Fiverr, you guys know I'm not, but more so because I feel like I'm sending people to my Fiverr gig instead of sending them to my own site. And by sending them to my Fiverr gig, I got to pay Fiverr 20% plus the client pays them another 5 or 10%, right? So Fiverr is getting like 30% for me sending clients there. Whereas if I sent them to my own website, right, I can get, you know, they don't pay an extra 10% and I don't pay 20%. Do you see what I mean? So I feel like everything that comes through Fiverr, though, I keep on Fiverr because that's legitimately Fiverr's stuff. They've paid for it. They've worked for it, etc. So I have no problem with that, and I respect them. Same with all the other websites that I'm on. But with our website, or and with the agency website that's going to be, you know, we're going to make sure that, you know, the business that comes to that site, we're all like the part of this idea of the co-op in a way is that everybody drives traffic to this website, right? Because we drive traffic to our particular pages, but by doing that, it grows the website, it grows the traffic, people are then able to look around. And a lot of the argument by, you know, also sending business to Fiverr was that, well, everybody's going to have options, like there's going to be so many options. Well, by capping it, the options are not that much in that sense, right? But it, but more importantly, we as a group work together because we know that if we do that and someone does go with someone else could go with us, et cetera, and vice versa. And building that community together through our weekly meetings, because that's something that no other website does, that no other agency does. And we're going to continue to meet Wednesdays and Saturdays, right? And growing our businesses, working together on making it better through acting and through coaching and through marketing and through the technical work and through the business side and all of these things that go through, and me actively being able to show people how to set up their pages, what to do, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's a really cool way for us to unite and use each other as our resources to help all of us grow. But went backwards a little bit. But what I'm doing currently right now, though, to kind of build this proof of concept is that we need traffic, and organic traffic, of course, is the most sought after traffic because it's free and, you know, it can come in massive droves. However, it is the most difficult. So the other thing that, you know, I'm working on right now that I've really never done before is I've launched my first Google ad. And, you know, this is something that I've done Facebook ads briefly in the past, but I've always, you know, I've either sent them to Fiverr or, you know, I've not really done a lot with them other than just, you know, trying something out here or there and basically wasting money. But with the Google ads, right, I'm just starting to it's been about a week since I've kicked it off, working on it, starting to learn how to have the ads say the right things, what works great, et cetera. I'm just running one ad right now. And as into the week, I wanted to give you kind of some stats. You know, now there's no work so far that's come through in this particular cycle. Although I've done a lot of changes to try to see if I can get the ads, you know, more and more. So far we've had about 7,250 impressions, all right, on the ad. I've had 94 clicks. So, you know, that's something, 94 clicks. And we've had 9 conversions. And the conversion is basically through analytics, through this Google Ads, I can set goals. Like, for example, when they come to my website, do they click on, you know, a button? You know, like, do they click on the continue button at the top of the page? Do they go to a checkout page? You know what I mean? Do they go this? Do they go to that? You know, what is it that they're going to? And et cetera, et cetera. So that is something that I have, I've been working on, and we've had some, you know, I mean, it's starting to work solely with the conversions. You know, the clicks is great, gets to one place. The conversions, you know, is what people, actions people are taking on the page. I'm still working on this. So far, I've spent about $42, all right, for the last week. And, you know, that's, you know, that, I mean, that's, I'm doing about $8 a day. So, you know, that's semi on par with what we're spending, which is actually pretty good because, you know, I've found that I want to be able to know how much money I'm going to spend. And if I put that money down, like $8 a day, if I decide to, go for, you know, $10 a day. I want to make sure that I actually spend $10 a day to get the results I'm trying to get. Does that make sense? Like if I spend $8 a day, I don't want, because you could say $8 and Google or Facebook, they won't just spend that $8, right? They could end up spending $1, and that could be because the search, the terms that you have, the way you set up your ads, all these things are not really bringing in exactly what, you know, you would like them to. So they won't necessarily show all your stuff or spend the money if it's not set up correctly. So I've done a couple iterations of the ads. I've added another one. I mean, into you could do multiple ads within one campaign that shows up. And but I did do a massive, well, it's not massive, but I did kind of redo the website and a little bit too. I've been working on that, and I've got a lot more to add to the website. The website needs to be built out. I mean, if we look at any of these bigger platforms, right, there's massive quantity of data and information, and, you know, it needs to be very professional. It needs to be able to also show some authority so that when people come, you know, they're also, not only are they wowed by the professionalism, but they also want to be, I want them to feel like this is a, you know, legitimate business. It's not a scam. And, you know, by the more information, the more things you have available, the more things people can dive in. Now, the cool thing is that the clicks, the conversions, remember, not everybody comes and buys that particular moment. You know, they might come and check out because they're looking for something and then come back. So we're just starting to run this. I am liking the results of at least being able to see the traffic that is coming to the site from the ads and getting an idea of spending. Now, I'm not even doing multiple. All I'm doing is really running 10 keywords and looking at, you know, some of the things, and it by in turn, it shows me also, by the way, I also get to see what people are searching for and finding my ads. So like, for example, I can see that, you know, 6 of the clicks that I've gotten come from voiceover, right? If people start typing in voice space over. 2 clicks comes from voiceover is one word. 2 clicks from voice space overs. Then there's voice acting auditions. Become a voice actor. See, now this is something that I'm going to do. So as you see, like these people typing in voice acting auditions, become a voice actor, all right? Browser voice actor, browser voice actors, get paid to do voiceovers. How much do voice actors get paid? Pixar voiceover auditions. Now, if we look at this, right, I can tell right away that about half of these they are not looking for voiceovers. They're voice actors or people looking to, you know, learn more about the voiceover business. So what Google has and what I need to do is take these terms and put them into they have something called negative keyword themes. And basically what you do is you type in these keywords, all right, or these keywords or themes, and it will bring up, like if people search for that, it will not come up on that search, right? So if someone says, you know, how much do voice actors get paid? If I type that into the negative keyword, if someone searches that, it's not going to bring up the ad. Does that make sense? And so like that's something that, you know, needs to happen on my part. There's more in here. There's like become voice actor, how to practice voice acting. Browse voice actors. Now, that's a good one. Browse voice actors. Where can I find voice actors? That's a good one. These are all, I'm reading you key terms that people are typing in to find voice actors, which, you know, this is like gold, right? And then what people are searching on Google to not, like they're looking for information on how to become a voice actor or get better at voice acting. So this is valuable in so many different ways, right? And I have all of these, like, and I'm just over time, this is all building up. And this allows me then to know what to target, what not to target, what to put into Google so that people I'm not spending money. So it's about a dollar. Like it costs me a dollar, right? When someone searched get paid to do voiceovers, right? They clicked on that button and they clicked on my ad, All right. And, you know, now what I could do and what I've seen other voice actors do, because I do run a coaching business, is that it can, you know, I can add to that, you know, the place where I do demos, and I can have a link going to a VO's journey, which is something I might do in the future. But right now, what I'm really trying to do is get the proof of concept that we can generate business. So if I look through here, not all of these clicks that I've gotten, right, are ones that are completely meant for people looking for voiceovers. Only a few of them really are, and a lot of them are people looking to learn more about voice acting. But this is a really cool, I mean, like, it to me, this is really exciting because it's allowing me to see what I can do, what traffic I can drive, and what people are searching for, which, you know, we all know Google is the number one search browser, or the number one place to search online. So it is, that's the place to be. So this is definitely, like I said, a proof of concept, an experiment, working through it. I'm excited to keep bringing you guys more information as it comes, how I'm trying to capture that business online, which what I'm not doing right now is currently trying to capture email addresses. I'm not doing that, which might be something that I want to do later. But what I'm trying to do right now is just see if, you know, I can get a job through the progression of the website. And right now what I'm doing is I'm offering, you know, they can purchase right through my website. I've been able to put that up. But, you know, we'll continue to see how this is working. I have had purchases through in the past through my website. So I know people will purchase through my website. I've done voiceovers. But I want to see, like I said, if we can generate it through Google Ads, etc. And now I'm not currently doing any social media ads or content with this, because remember, there, and this is the thing, you know, people need to find your website, they need to go to your services. At the same time, though, you need social media these days to validate who you are, what you're doing. You see what I mean? So a lot of what I do is under a VO's journey, of course, you know what I mean? And Anthony Pica VO. So I'm still working through, like I said, this is all a proof of concept. We're going to figure this out, and it's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. I promise you. But I think it's kind of cool to, again, document the journey. You know, I documented on this podcast the journey we went through of becoming a full-time voice actor. And now, you know, the journey we're going through to create a voiceover agency. And I think it's pretty cool that we're all, you know, going on this journey together. So thank you guys, as always, for listening. And always feel free to message me. And hey, I'd love for you to be a part of a VO's Journey Elite. So, you know, you could join up. And, you know, right now there's not a cap yet on what we're doing because, you know, I'm not quite ready to launch completely. Although we did have some auditions, because I did get some work privately, came through looking for some people for the Virginia Lottery. So we did some and sent some auditions off. So we're waiting to see, you know, if we won any of those, which is exciting. But you know, for you know, we're still working through the proof of concept. So I'd love for you to join a VO's Journey Elite. You can, of course, find that at a VO's Journey or here in the description. But other than that, thank you guys so much for listening, as always. You have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And I will talk to you soon. All right. Peace.